more news stories now, including criticism from businesses after a road closure, and tributes are paid to a local musician. But first, a Norwich restaurant has started a new initiative.
The team at a Norwich restaurant are making sure no food goes to waste by giving its leftover steak to the homeless. Prime, at the Edith Cavell in Tombland, has launched a partnership with Food and Beverage Buggies, FABB, which is based in Norwich and gives hot food, drinks and sandwiches to rough sleepers in the city. The restaurant specialises in steaks served on hot rocks, and since they started ordering the whole sirloin fillet and ribeye steaks last year, they found there was around 10% wastage. Not wanting to waste food, Ben Edwards, 30, who runs Edith Cavell, and his brother Tom, 26, approached the Norwich Food Hub about donating leftover steak, which in turn put them in touch with FABB. Head chef Barry Wood now turns the offcuts into meatballs and mince and freezes it for collection. The group, which also provides warm clothing and sleeping bags, has been able to cook a wider variety of dishes, including casserole, stroganoff, chilli and cottage pie.
A paralysed man from Blowfield has become a Guinness World Record holder after completing the London Marathon. Father of three, Simon Kindlysides, became the fastest man to complete the 26.2-mile route independently in a robotic walking device last year. The 35-year-old has now been awarded with a world record, having finished the race in 36 hours and 46 minutes. He said, "Every single Christmas I was bought a Guinness World Record book, and to think I've now got one and will be in the book is just mind-blowing." Mr. Kindlysides completed the marathon in a ReWalk exoskeleton in April 2018. He spent 2 days walking around the route and was surrounded by a team of supporters. Mr. Kindlysides was diagnosed with functional neurological disorder and a glioma brain tumour in 2013, leaving him paralysed from the waist down.
Dozens of victims of an Norwich fraudster who repeatedly con shoppers with a garden furniture scam are in line to get their money back after a court confiscated more than £37,000 of his ill-gotten gains. Nathan Jolly, 22, set up multiple firms to sell garden furniture on the Gumtree website, but left dozens of customers out of pocket when the furniture was never delivered, Norwich Crown Court heard. Jolly of Barnabas Court, Norwich, was jailed for 20 months in June 2017 after admitting fraud, but found himself back in court for a confiscation hearing to claw back cash and was ordered to pay back £37,000, of which more than £21,000 will go to victims he conned. Judge Stephen Holt agreed the order, but he gave Jolly 3 months to pay and said if he failed to hand over the cash, he would face a further 7 months in default.
A business owner in Norwich claims work has ground to a halt on a partly closed city centre road after cladding fell from a nearby tower. Wesselgate remains partially shut after a chunk of the cladding fell off Wesselgate Tower on March the 14th, prompting safety barriers to be put up. Since then, independent businesses on the street have spoken out about the crippling impact on their trade. Harriet Amy, manager and co-owner of clothing shop Noah Noah, said, "We wouldn't be breaking even if it wasn't for the payout from our insurers. We wouldn't mind the closure if they were actually doing something. We understand it's for the public safety, but there's still a huge hole in the cladding nearly 18 days on." She also criticised the handling of the situation by Wesselgate Tower managers Watsons. "We asked for an open as usual sign and didn't get it for a week after we asked," she said. "Even then, there are only 3 open for business signs and nearly 20 danger signs. It doesn't look like a safe place to walk, and we've had our more elderly customers tell us they're avoiding coming down here because of it. Watsons have liaised with the City Council Streetworks team and confirmed that a timescale for further works to be completed should be available.
How does Norwich rank for retail therapy compared with the rest of the UK? A new league table has some surprising results. Norwich is ranked 104th out of 1,000 centres, dropping just 2 places in a health check league table, which looks at how many posh shops there are compared with value stores, as well as the high street undesirable, pawnbrokers, moneylenders and bookmakers. By comparison, Thetford was ranked by far the worst in the county, coming close to the bottom of the UK's table, at 804th, with Yarmouth 799th and Holt 138th. The retail health check comes as Norwich High Street recently suffered closures both in shops and restaurants, such as Gift and Interiors store Quest, Jamie's Italian, East 26 restaurant and Berries and Grey. The league table of 1,000 of the largest retail centres across Britain declared Cambridge as the winner.
He was just 22 years old, but his musical talent attracted the attention of some of the music industry's biggest stars. It was announced via social media that Billy Clayton, the young musician from Norwich, had lost his battle with cancer. The former City of Norwich School and Access to Music student was diagnosed with Ewing's sarcoma, an aggressive form of bone cancer, aged 18. Last year, when the then 21-year-old had exhausted all treatment options in the UK, a campaign was launched to pay for life-saving treatment abroad, and in answer to the call for support, Norwich's music community rallied. Among the artists who supported the campaign to raise the £200,000 needed were Le Cure, a The Cure tribute band, but it wasn't just the local community which rallied around to support Billy, with chart-topping artists such as Charlie XCX also supporting him alongside fellow artist Ali X. In her moving tribute, Billy's mother said he was one of the most genuinely talented and special people ever. Throughout the extremely difficult times, which he had no choice but to endure, Billy passionately created his music and art and never stopped believing that he would achieve anything that he wanted, she said.
Now to our first feature, written by Derek James, who looks at uncovering the legacy of Norwich's very own Gaudi. The reader is Sarah Lusher.